Hare Krishna. Early this morning, which was 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock my time, and 4 o'clock UK time, I got the news that a disciple named Swami Siddhari that he left his body in the UK, and he's a very nice devotee, someone who I'd known for a very, very long time. I don't know, 25 years ago, and he was just a member of Namhata. When I went to his place, I think in Nottingham, I went to his place and did the grain giving ceremony for his son, who's now that much older, very nice boy, Noah, spiritual name. And he passed away, cancer. He'd had multiple operations. Doctors had, they'd done everything at a certain point. They also said, sorry, we can't do any more. And he wasn't an old man, between 45 and 50. So that's a lot of you. I'm already past that one. And of course, in the last days, different devotees had sent me messages as how they were visiting him, which is really very, very considerate. And I remember standing in the airport in Delhi, talking to him over telephone. But I phoned either yesterday or the day before yesterday and read the end of Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, well, not all of it, but a lot of verses. And he wasn't able to talk at that point, but his wife was telling me that he was responding. He was a nice man who was working. He was a congregation member living outside, but he was a nice devotee, serious devotee. Many times visited New Rajadam and Hungary, came for festivals. And he was a big man. He was taller than me, and he was a lot bigger than me. And of course, I've been getting pictures from different devotees, and it's the same thing that what disease and death do. It really decimates your body, and changes your appearance completely. One looks almost skeleton-like, but that's nothing new. Komaraj uvarajaratata. So that's what life's about. That's what we've been hearing. That's what we've been preaching. Although sometimes even devotees have this idea of devotees living on. But a little hard to accept. They have the technical term of sort of being in denial, denying the inevitability of something and thinking that somehow or another some particular miracle is going to happen and everything's going to change. It can, but that's the exception, because we're in the material world. And I don't know how many of these podcasts I've done, probably 50, about deceased disciples, God brothers, God sisters, other people, acquaintances. Get ready, I'm not going to be doing my own podcast. Someone else will have to do that one. But everyone else who's also listening is also on the list in the queue, and the queue gets shorter and shorter. Therefore, we need to really take seriously that we need to do as much, we need to do as much sadhana as possible, and we need to do as much service as possible, both things, service and sadhana, both. Sadhana is the basis in one sense, because without sadhana you're not going to do any service. But still, even if one does sadhana, sadhana should be complemented with service, because that service, especially preaching, was downstairs with the Sankirtan devotees, it gives us special bonus points, is exactly the nice way of expressing it, but basically that's what it does. It gets Krishna's mercy. And whatever you can do to preach, distribute books, tell others about Krishna, distribute prasadam, harinam, these things really count to augment and assist our preaching. Because Prabhupada would say that if you want to get Krishna's attention, then preach. And what about Krishna's attention? Well, Prabhupada also says that if Krishna smiles at you, or if Krishna gives you a sidelong glance, then your life is perfect. So similarly, if we can get Krishna's attention in a sidelong glance by doing something, as Prabhupada would say, do something nice for Krishna. And sometimes we're not so successful, but at least we should try. We're here in the material world, and the nicest thing is doing things that make other people Krishna conscious. So try to make other people Krishna conscious. And that's certainly the way of getting Krishna's attention. So that was this morning. Siddhartha Prabhu leaving his body, and Pundarika and Hare Krishna, so I believe they're his GPs. But anyway, they went over there, and they are over there. And then we'll see what the future is. But as the Bible says, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's what this body's worth. Just a handful of dust. So better that we don't put too much faith, too much concern in the dust, because that dust is just going to go back to where it came from. We're going to get dispersed somewhere in some sacred river, but the real essence is the soul, and therefore we need to live like that, not be excessively concerned with this body, certainly not be concerned about death, rather looking forward to death, because when we leave this body, we get a much better destination than what we have now. Shutinam shimatam gihi. Even if one is not fully successful, he gets a better destination. And if someone is successful in Krishna consciousness, then chattvadiham punarvambhajayati mameti. Then go to Krishna. And that's the goal of Krishna consciousness movement. Get as many people. You go to Krishna, and get as many other people to go to Krishna while you're still here. All we can. Shambhihari Navana Vichaitanya. Hare Krishna.